It is time for Area Voices. Our reporter, Alana Yust, has been doing this thing she calls the embedded artist. Have you heard it, John?
Yeah.
Where she goes and she learns a new art or a new craft. So we're going to play a little game today. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
I want you to guess what you think this sound is. What do you think?
I have no... That's scary. I don't know what that is.
That is the sound of needle felting in action.
Oh.
Area Voices producer Alana Yust took a felting class a couple of weeks ago at Gallery North. She made it into an episode of The Embedded Artist. Here is her story.
I'm Alana Yust, The Embedded Artist. In this episode, I make a dramatic foray into fiber arts under the tutelage of Patty Lovegreen. Patty is a felter and a weaver whose prowess I really can't even aspire to. Patty has a series of felted work right now on sale at the Watermark in Bemidji. She's been working on a collection of felted woodland critters, and they are handcrafted heaven. Even in my imagination, I may never be as gifted as Patty. But I took the chance to learn about the origins of felting, and then sat down around a table of fellow budding artists to learn the ins and outs of dry needle felting. Here's what happened. My first question, what is felt? It's not woven like most modern fabrics. Instead, it's sort of beat into submission using a variety of methods. Actually, it's pretty straightforward. It's fabric made from wool. You can create felt from raw wool using a combination of heat, moisture, and pressure, but we went the ultra simple route and tried dry needle felting. All we needed was wool and a barbed felting needle.
There's flat needle felting and then the three-dimensional one.
Okay.
The flat needle felting is beautiful. You can paint pictures, you know, on a piece of felt or silk. I guess I love the fact that once you have it forever.
It's a little hard to track down reliable information about the origins of felting, but one theory I read suggested that matted sheep's wool inspired the idea. Wherever it came from, felt has been around for several thousand years, and it's one of the world's oldest textiles. And this stuff is durable. The Hermitage Museum in Russia has in its collection a piece of felt dating to the 6th century BC.
This is the original fabric. This, what we're doing now, is what the very first fabric known to man was felting.
There are different approaches to felting, but we tried dry needle felting. It's a simple technique and the equipment is minimal. You really just need a needle, wool, and possibly a few Band-Aids. Here's Patty Lovegreen starting the class with a fair warning.
You're going to end up with a sore arm. Well, we're all going to end up with sore arms because you do this, you know, we're going to be doing this for the next 2 hours, two or three. So just, you know, get used to it. But if you, all of the little scales are locking together right now.
Yeah, okay. It worked. I poked myself.
Oh, yay! First one. She's sharing. It happens.
Yep. Just wanted to give everybody else permission.
Yeah. Okay, so it may be mildly hazardous, but this is another art form that I think I could really enjoy for its meditative purposes. Once you get going, you really don't have to think too hard, at least not with a skilled instructor guiding you through each step. It occurred to me most of the way through the class that Patty is retired now. I asked if she happened to be a teacher at any point in her life.
I taught fashion merchandising and wrote a book and taught design. I was in the fashion business.
And it just makes sense. Patty is self-assured and encouraging, and everyone at the table is smiling and talking. In fact, the camaraderie here is becoming one of my favorite parts about this class. And I'm not alone.
Patty, thank you so much for sharing this.
Oh, yes, you guys, it's really me that's having the fun.
During the two-hour class, we're all congratulating each other and ourselves on our adorable finished products, which are a variety of bears. There's a lot of encouragement floating around this room.
Pat, that's very good. That's perfect, yeah.
Look at that. Wow.
There you go. That's right. There.
Mine's kind of fatter on the bottom.
That's okay. Fatter on the bottom is kind of cute. It's a little bit older bear.
At the end of the class, I could see that felting, like so many traditional and folk arts, naturally connects people. Just the act of sitting down, no screens in sight, and learning a new skill has established a comfort level for all of us in this class. And the bears we have felted are so darn cute, it was hard to feel anything but adoration at the work of our own hands.
Oh, he's darling.
So cute.
Yeah.
That is so darling.
Perfect. Hattie's expertise in felting is clearly evidenced as I look around the table at all of our work. Oh, for cute. This weekend, you can give felting a try at the Creative Spirit Fiber Festival in Bemidji. As a now experienced embedded felter, I would highly recommend it. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Alana Yust in Bemidji.
I want to go just to have those ladies tell me
what
I did was okay. Gosh, besides learning a new craft, that was
felting.
Area Voices. If you need more information on either the class that Alana took or the Creative Spirit Fiber Festival coming up this weekend, you can call us at 800-662-5799. This episode of The Embedded Artist has been a part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. It's made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.